It's not officially a trade war, but recent trade trouble between the U.S. and China has some sectors of Arkansas's agriculture concerned. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media is looking into how new tariffs are affecting our local pork producers.
The pigs at Arkansas State University's farm complex are eager for dinner time. Nearby, an agriculture class is studying the economics of pork production, which will be affected by China's promise to slap a 25% import tax, a tariff, on pork from the U.S.
So it's really a deal breaker. And the way that this is broken down is, you know, it's a 25% tax, but there's already a 25% tax on pork products going into China. So you have your value-added tax and your tariff. This is an additional 25%.
Animal sciences professor David Newman's family has been involved in pork production for many years.
So in Arkansas, pork production in Arkansas is interesting. Arkansas is traditionally not a huge pork production state. It's a huge poultry production state. But the people who are raising pigs here in Arkansas do that as an exclusive way of making a living.
China is the third largest market for U.S. pork. According to Jim Monroe with the National Pork Producers Council, the export market for pork is just too large to write off.
We export about 26%, a little bit more than 26% of all U.S. production. So that means close to 1 in 4 hogs that are being raised in the U.S. are being raised for the export market.
In China, pork purchases from the U.S. are worth more than $1.1 billion a year. The trade disruption began earlier this spring when President Trump announced new tariffs on high-tech, robotics, and machinery from China. Tariffs, he said, were long overdue.
We have a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, and that's not going to happen with me.
China responded with tariffs in a number of categories, including soybeans and pork, two commodities dear to many Arkansans' way of life. Wang Shouen is a vice minister of commerce in China.
China does not want a trade war because there will be no winner in a trade war. If someone insists on starting a trade war, China will fight till the end.
While the dispute is international, Angela Hoffman of Bentonville, who represents Arkansas farmers who favor free trade, worries that local ag producers will get caught in the middle and that it will eventually affect the Arkansas consumer.
Some prices are dropping for commodities. Some prices are already increasing due to anticipated shortage of certain items. And naturally, that tends to be passed on to the consumer. How much or how little really depends on how integrated certain supply chains are. But ultimately, yes, these tariffs are essentially a tax.
Back on the farm, it's not clear how long this latest trade disruption is going to last.
That is the million-dollar question. Actually, it's the billion-dollar question.
But pork supply is the highest it's ever been, and there are other places to sell. That's why Dr. Newman isn't despairing over the Chinese tariffs just yet.
We are rolling into the summer grilling season, which is a great time for pork, and usually we see a market swing because of that. So we're going to hope that demand stays high. The name of the game on the long play here is demand. If demand stays high, the markets will remain stable.
In the meantime, all these pigs are thinking about is their own dinners. In Jonesboro, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.